You're listening to Solomon Says, where we talk about tiny stories. And I tell you my big opinions. Today's tiny story comes to you straight out of the Holy Land. Well, maybe straight isn't the right word. Prepare to have the cockles of your heart warmed, because love has blossomed at an Israeli zoo between two penguins who happen to be ladies. Lesbian penguins! Peace can't be far off now, am I right, people? The zookeepers at the Ramat Gan Zoo initially thought the couple were a pair of heteros. They assumed Tiny Suki was a girl and hulking Chub Chukoni was a boy, until a blood test revealed that Chub Chukoni was actually a sexy, sexy butch. That's literally what the blood test said. Blood type, sexy penguin butch. Frankly, the tool belt should have been a dead giveaway. Penguins mate for life, even the gay male ones, what? But these ladies are taking it slow. They haven't set up house together yet, but they have been collecting nesting materials. Bucking the lesbian tradition of bringing a U-Haul to the second date, these two have been the talk of the town's vegan cafes, with many speculating they're trying to avoid having to invite their mothers to Shabbat dinner. As long as they don't have a house, no one can drop by to criticize it. Zookeepers made sure to explain that these ladies had a slew of men to pick from, but chose each other instead, after the guys encouraged them to make out and bought them some drinks. Interestingly, Israel has staked out a more progressive stance on gay penguin love than Canada. In 2011, the Toronto Zoo split up gay male penguin couple Buddy and Pedro. The first Latino-Jewish gay penguin love story ended. Just let them be gay. Do you know how fabulous their wedding was? Tuxedos, goes without saying. Cream cheese and lox burritos. A klezmer mariachi penguin band. Paula Abdul, part Latino, part Jewish, also part penguin. A lot of people don't know that. I blame Stephen Harper because, come on, what is Canada if not a country that celebrates multicultural gay penguin love? Now, some of you may be asking yourselves, why are so many of these gay penguins Jewish? Is there something in the matzo ball soup? Is it J-Date? Is J-Date making them gay? Look, I don't want to knock J-Date too much, but I will tell you this. My sister went on a date with a guy she met on J-Date. Didn't work out. 5 years later, we met him on eHarmony. And now they're married. So, you know, draw your own conclusions. That said, I think there is only one important conclusion to draw here. Solomon says, when gay love occurs in nature, how can anyone argue that it is unnatural? I mean, it's not like the penguins were straight, watched Brokeback Mountain, and changed their minds. Although if any movie could do it, it's definitely that one.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
This has been another edition of Solomon Says, only on The Comedy Show with Joey Elias. Thanks for tuning in.